the particular message that I want to give you this morning really is the heartbeat of the ministry of Answers in Genesis. And that's why I thought it'd be good to sort of start the day off today and the rest of the conference with this particular message, because it really does outline what Answers in Genesis is all about, the heartbeat of the creation ministry. You know, a lot of people, I think, have the wrong idea about creation ministry. They think it's creation versus evolution, or it's just an argument about the age of the earth or something like that. I want you to see this morning that what we're really on about as a ministry is upholding the authority of the Word of God and proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ and confronting the forces of secular humanism that are taking over the culture. That's really the ministry of Answers in Genesis. Now, as you think about that, I was just over in England not long ago, and I get to go to England a number of times over the past years. And I guess the first time I went to England, I was shocked, because I was thinking of, you know, the land of Whitfield, Wesley, and there are churches everywhere in England, turned into mosques and antique stores. But really, there's only a remnant of Christianity left in England. In fact, England today, there's hardly any vestige of Christianity in public life at all. I mean, as a nation, from a Christian perspective, England is, you could say, it's almost gone. I came across some interesting articles recently about England. This one from an independent news source. Holy Week has begun with an expert prediction that the Christian church in this country will be dead and buried within 40 years. It will vanish from the mainstream of British life, with only 0.5% of the population attending Sunday services of any denomination, according to the country's leading church analyst. That's a little frightening, isn't it? And then, in the same article, these findings come just 5 months after the publication of this latest English church attendance survey, independent study of all denominations. It showed that only 7.5% of the population went to church on Sundays in the past 10 years, billed by the churches as a decade of evangelism. Church attendance dropped by an alarming 22%. You know, before the last war, they say church attendance in England was probably around 40%, 50%. Now it's down to 7.5%. The prediction is 30 to 40 years it'll be down to 0.5%. It's pretty alarming, isn't it? What's happened to England? But I want you to look at America. America is the greatest Christian nation on earth. Do you realize here in America you have the largest number of churches, the largest number of Bible colleges, seminaries, Christian colleges, Christian bookstores, Christian resources, Christian radio, Christian TV in the entire world? But I want you to tell me, is America becoming more Christian or less Christian every day as you look at the big picture of this culture? What would you say? Less Christian. There's something dreadfully wrong with America. And I'd like to suggest to you that what's happening in America has already happened in England. And where England is today, America will be tomorrow for exactly the same reasons. And that's why Answers in Genesis and other creation ministries, I believe, have been raised up by the Lord in this period of history. Because in this era of history, there's a particular battle concerning the authority of the Word of God. You know, another alarming statistic is this. George Barna Research, I'm sure many of you have heard of that particular research organization, found that when they asked students who come from church homes, who go to public schools, and by the way, probably 85-90% of students from church homes still go to public schools in America, when they asked those students how many of them intended on continuing on in the church, the statistic indicated that 70% claimed they would walk away from the church once they left school. Pretty alarming statistic. I want to outline what I believe is happening to this culture with a verse of Scripture, John chapter 3 and verse 12. In the context of talking to Nicodemus about being born again, Jesus said this: if I tell you about earthly things and you don't believe them, well, how are you going to believe when I tell you about heavenly things? You know, the Bible talks about spiritual things. It talks about moral things. It talks about heavenly things. But it also talks about earthly things. And actually, the spiritual and moral things the Bible talks about are founded in those earthly things. If the earthly things are not true, if the history in the Bible is not true, then why should the spiritual and moral things be true? See, think about this. Does the Bible touch on geology, biology, anthropology, astronomy, physics, chemistry? You know, a lot of people don't think about the Bible like this. One of the problems I believe we have in our culture today is that I find that most Christians look on the Bible, most people who go to church look on the Bible as a book of religion, a book of salvation, a book of morality. But the Bible is a book of history also. And by the way, if the history is not true, if the earthly things are not true, then how can the heavenly things, the spiritual things and the moral things be true?